Welcome, WCGA listeners, to AM 1100, wonderful, coastal, and foundational Georgia, the station that enables me, Marshall Wood, to bring this program to you every week on Saturday at 10 in the morning. And the program is called The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. And that is a racial reference. I am the host, and I am the madman behind this program. Madman, yeah? The madman behind this program. I prefer to start with that pejorative appellation than to come to you with herald trumpets and self-proclamation of greatness. I'm content to be what I have already been labeled, a deplorable madman preaching hate. You'll have to decide. Listen and decide. And when you do, please take the following steps. One, just turn off your radio. Go warn all your associates and people in your sphere of influence. And then write a letter of protest to Wes Cox, the owner of WCGA, and say, that madman Marshall Wood is preaching hate. Or, if you decide that maybe you're like me, a deplorable mad person, then turn up your radio and go tell your associates and purchase the CD of each program when they become available and build a library of what this deplorable madman is teaching, either hate or existential truth. Folks, that's about all I can say because we are that polarized. Either you will see me as an intolerant, racist, misogynistic madman who has no right to be on the air. Get him off. Let's cancel him. Or you're going to recognize the truth, and little by little as I speak, you will become more and more uncomfortable as you recognize, well, the accuracy of what I am telling you. Let's begin our program as we will, we have in the past, and we'll continue to do so with prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, my desire today is only to speak what is correct, Father God. I have the same weak feet that every other human being has. The human heart is desperately wicked above all else, and who can know it? I pray mine has been redeemed by the blood of the Christ, as I know it has, and that those vestigial evil molecules that may remain don't get in the way today. Help me speak truth in love, but sometimes love hurts. Father, today will be a struggle for me. Give me the strength to say what needs to be said. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to begin today with giving some thanks. First of all, to people that I have mentioned before, but I want to be a little more specific. There are two people that have been particularly encouraging to me as I've done these programs. And it's difficult to tell you and have you probably believe it, but this is a difficult thing for me to do. You would say, well, it's hard to believe from the point of view that people like the ego of, you know, being on the radio and somebody hearing their voice and being able to say things and get away with it. But I struggle with each program, and I often don't remember what I've said when I walk away until I hear it in the raw cuts, and then I just have to answer for what is said. But so far, even I, the one speaking it, has to agree that some of the stuff said has been pretty good. But there are a couple people that have been over the top in their encouragement, and one is a gentleman down in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, Bob Duckworth. I just use his whole name because I'm so grateful to him. He's a smart man, a retired executive, and a good Christian fellow. And for him to be as kind and encouraging as he has been has been one of the two elements that kept me going, obviously besides my wife, who is beside me all the time. And the second is the gal I mentioned, I think, last week up in Knoxville, a former high school associate and someone who was very helpful to our family when my wife's sister was in her final stages of her life. And that was Sandra Holland Hunter. And Sandra has been very encouraging, and she and Bob review my shows periodically and help me understand whether I'm on target or off target. So I appreciate those folks. But I want to mention two other people. I'm going to start doing this on the programs in the future. Folks that I observe in everyday life that are doing good things. And one of the things that makes me angry is the failure in the service industry of just wait staff and counter personnel and those people who are even preparing the food in these restaurants. I have noticed, even in the companies that set the standard, that are the standardization for all other services in the industry, a terrible falling off. That would include McDonald's, where we eat a lot, and that would include Cracker Barrel, where we eat a lot for a number of reasons. What they used to be at the top of the heap for standardization, they're becoming rapidly like everybody else. Employees that can't look you in the eye, employees that don't get the orders right, employees that dress in a fashion that don't tell you that they're serious about probably the cleanliness standards or the customer service standards that are there. Everybody does their own thing, like the Tampa Rays baseball team, where you've got some clown wearing yellow and green shoes and a pink scarf. That wasn't part of baseball, or bling and all the other stuff. It's just the idiot running Tampa Bay Rays, as successful as they may be, changing the standards by which people play the game. It's showmanship and not accomplishment in the most difficult sport there is in the world, that is hitting a small moving object with a stick. Our standards are going down, but there's a McDonald's employee that I want to say something about, and she'll get a copy of this in a week or so, and I'm just going to use her first name. Her name is Lisa, and Lisa has waited on me at the McDonald's, and my McDonald's in Orange Park, for a long time. And quite frankly, without Lisa and Rebecca and Suzanne, who used to be there, and Rob and the others, I would have left that place a long time ago, because the owner is probably the most, he's not a friendly guy. He doesn't do a lot to promote his business, even though he owns several McDonald's, when you run into him. But because of these particular employees, I continue to go to this one place, because Rob, who oversees them, and the standards are still pretty good. But this one young lady, Lisa, who's an older gal, not so much young, but still a little bitty thing, but she's always pleasant. She always is respectful. She always gets the order right. And sometimes, because I order the same thing so often, well, she says, "Oh, hello, Mr. Wood. Do you want your coffee black with two sugars?" And she gets it for me. But Lisa does a great job. And the standards in the industry are falling rapidly. It's an indication of where our culture is heading, and it's something we'll be talking about in future programs. And the other is a lady that I had lunch with the other day. Her name is Dr. Rosalind Vaughn, PhD in elementary eds and other stuff, black lady. And didn't know her politics, and she didn't know mine, but we both have kind of a ministry to a fellow that has some significant issues. And she's been my ally in helping this gentleman, except in recent days, she has just shown her value in what she does. A selfless giving of herself to a man of another race who really has some problems. And as I sat and talked to Roz the other day, at lunch at, I think, a Ruby Tuesdays with the gentleman there with us, I found a lady who was of not my color and a different background, but some similar training to what I've had academically, to have the same understanding that I have. America is in trouble. And I found in this wonderful lady a bit of an ally. She probably doesn't agree with all my politics, and I didn't give her name to imply that she does. But I want to thank her for, recognize her for her loving service and her extremely good mind, which she's putting to use in a very, very humble and difficult circumstance. She's an example of what is good in this world. So I thank Roz and I thank Lisa at McDonald's in Orange Park for what she does, even though the guy that owns those restaurants is a piece of work and I have no use for him. Enough said. Program two, we talked about a takeoff, and you heard me read back our departure clearance from Tower, and it was cleared for takeoff runway 18, climb runway heading to 5,000, contact departure 127.9. I read it back, and I said, we're rolling. And we were. We're rolling. But the next program, program three, said, keep your feet and hands inside the roller coaster. Two things. We have taken off again in the series The Bigger Picture. And this ride from here on out is going to be really rough. Fasten your seatbelts, because beginning in the next segment, you're going to hear those things that I promised in previous shows. What can't be said. Because this week I realized where we really are in time. We're going to talk about that in segment two. I hope you will come back as we continue this discussion. God bless you.